Niv, do you want to
Oh,
do the
yeah.
honors?
Yeah. You got this,
Sure. I will do the honors. The next up is MC Frontalot with Bad Spella.
The past after what's done is done, and none can ask faster than the crass passes. Who kept the spoils, giggled uncontrollable.
Okay, so this is Front, and Front usually comes in and just snowball, just avalanche of votes, because you get an MC Frontalot song and the nerdcore community reeks out. And you know what? Is it the best Frontalot song I've ever heard? No, it's not. Like, is it the best? Even there's even been better songs that feature MC Frontalot and Bad Spella. Like, I believe that, did they do Romantic Cheapskate together? I think they might have.
Yes, yes. That's absolutely, it's one of my favorite MC Frontalot songs. And they, of
Same
course.
Here.
Destroyed everybody else in that fight, but
right,
yeah,
and he might just come and destroy everyone else here too. Is it the best MC Frontalot song I've ever heard? No, but it's good. So instead of talking about that song, I'm going to tell you my favorite MC Frontalot story, which is how I first met MC Frontalot.
Yay!
So I had thrown a song fight show here in New York at a place called the Bohemian Beer Garden. It was this very large beer garden. It was a very wacky show full of lots of crazy stories. And MC Frontalot is absolutely a rock star. And how do you know this? First time I meet him, he's sitting down and he's sitting with the lead singer of the band Wheatus. Like, you remember Wheatus? You remember the song Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's sitting with that guy. And they're just sitting there chilling together. And then he's like, oh, hey. Oh, you're Nivius, right? Hey, would you like one of these cookies? And they're special cookies. And I'm just like, good Lord, man. That was my first time ever actually meeting Front face to face. But it's a good song. It's probably going to get a million trillion votes. And yeah.
Yeah. I think a long time ago now, I'd sort of done a little bit of statistical work and noted that whether it's intentionally or not intentionally, he friend flooded and he brought so many people to Songfight to vote for him. But according to, if I did the statistics right, and I probably did because I did that in college, he brought people to Songfight and to vote against him too, and not necessarily to vote against him. I don't mean that like as something that the people were doing that maliciously, but they were coming to Songfight and voting whether or not they voted for him. So he just brought people to Songfight to vote. So I thought, you know, all in all, it's probably an overall good. I think that
right.
He did what a lot of people now would call friend flooding. But I got accused by friend flooding early on in Jerkatorium because I deigned to put, you know, to mention that Jerkatorium had a song at Songfight on Facebook for my 8 people or whatever who I had linked in Facebook at that time. So I got accused of trying to friend flood that way or something like that, which, so since then I don't mention it to anybody, which is sort of not the way you publicize your music, right? So it's
right.
Weird. It's this weird sort
friend
of
flooding used to be this very, very big debate all the time. So it's like, oh gosh, like someone made a friend flood. And then, so now there's kind of a template that you use where you just say, hey, it's Songfight, and I happen to be part of this fight. But look, there are also all these other songs that you may enjoy. So please listen to all the songs. Enjoy. Instead of just going, hey, vote for me. And especially when it was a time where you could only vote for one song.
Yeah.
Which used to be a thing. So suddenly it was just like you could only vote for one song and then all these votes would, you know, avalanche to one person.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It was a big thing, but you just kind of say, hey, look, there are all these other people. I mean, in this fight, it's insane because now it's like, hey, come listen to my song. And there just happens to be 94 other people.
Yeah. But the thing with by the time of Romantic Cheapskate, the two vote minimum was there. So if my math was right, it might not have been, but I think it was. If my math was right, then he brought a lot of people in to see Songfight, which is pretty awesome and did its own, you know, it's just an overall good, I think. So whether or not you are a fan of friend flooding or whatever you want to call it, then, you know, even this unintentional friend flooding, which is what I'll call what happened there, it's probably going to happen here. Is why we're mentioning this too. Yeah. But also with references to Romantic Cheapskate, to all the other competitors, I just want to, you know, say it's okay that Front always wins. And your song ain't necessarily shallow and thin, like the rest of the reviewers said on the review thread, trying to blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, it's just the way that things go. This is a cool song, it's an excellent performance. And how can you not vote for it? You know, even if you kind of hope it doesn't win, it's still an excellent, excellent song. Yeah, even if it's not one of his best, it's still an excellent song.
I can give you a reason not to vote for it.
Oh?
Yeah, so my take on this song is that, like, you know, Nerdcore is about self-deprecation and to a certain degree. And I don't think there was a lot of self-deprecation in this song. I think this is just there's a lot of flex. There's a lot of flex in hip hop, right? I feel like in this song, it's not so much nerdcore, and nerdcore is a genre all into itself. And in the nerdcore realm, I think Frontalot is a towering presence, but in the world of hip hop, he's, If you're calling this a hip hop song and not a nerdcore song, which I think is how I would interpret this, it's, you know, it's just another hip hop song. It's like it's not all that great in my opinion. It has to do with my feeling of nerdcore as being a novelty genre. In that genre, I think, like I said, he's towering, but. If you just want to broaden it to hip hop in general, this is nothing special, in my opinion.
You're getting him on a technicality, on a category.
Yeah, exactly. That is my reason for not voting for him, and I'm sticking to it.
There should be more nerd to this.
Yes, yeah. More nerd.
There should be some anime references, some Star Wars. Just give us the nerd that we're looking for.
Like, just shoot those yellow lasers right at me.
Exactly. Yes. I want you to turn into a Super Saiyan by the end of the song.
As a song, it's excellent, but that doesn't count. It's disqualified because as this category that I put it into, it doesn't fit.
Excellent. Okay, yes.
I don't want to argue. I mean, it's all fine. He's going to win anyway.
So. I know. I'm doing my best here.
Yeah, no, that's all fine. So, yeah.